$5 million? Your career is worth way more than $5 million. On today's episode, I'm going to explain why, we're going to crunch some numbers, and also, more importantly, I'm going to explain what that means for you as a technical leader. And spoiler alert, for many of you, it means you're not giving your career the attention and the focus and the resources that it deserves. I'm going to talk about how to fix that. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Are you giving your career its due attention? Are you giving your career the attention and the focus and the resources that it deserves? It's an important question to ask, especially as someone who's a technical leader, who cares about being a technical leader, who cares about your career, who cares about the work that you do, the impact that you have, the team that you lead, the change that you're making happen, and the experience that you're having during that. So that's the focus of today's episode, and we're going to start with, how much is my career worth? How much is it worth? Well, here's one way that you can figure it out. And yeah, it's worth way more than $5 million. Because you may just try to like come up with a number. Oh, no, it's worth more than $1 million. Maybe five? Maybe? No, it's more. It's more than that. And I'm going to explain why. So first, let's just look at it from a pure numbers and salary and lifetime value perspective. The average client that we work with, and so I'm extrapolating here to say that you are all similar, or at least mostly similar, and if you're not, you could change the numbers to our average client. The average client that we work with, when we start working with them, makes $150K a year. And then when we finish working with them, most, if not all, are making more because salary goals and salary increases are a huge goal for a lot of the clients that we work with. Not all of them though, but most of them. So let's be conservative here. Let's just use the $150K number. $150,000 a year. If you're making significantly more than that, use that number. If you're making significantly less right now, you might want to use that number, but then also take into account the fact that you may be making more, especially if you're earlier in your career. But just for easy math, $150K a year over an approximately 30-year career. Now, for a lot of you, it's more than that too, because that's 25 to 55. For a lot of you, it's going to be 25 to 65. And also, you know, you weren't making 150K earlier than that. But again, let's just make this easy. 150K a year times 30 years. How much is that? $4.5 million. That's $4.5 million right there. Without taking into account anything else. $150K over 30 years is $4.5 million. Now, what's the thing or the aspect of it that people often forget when you're thinking about how much is my career worth? Well, it's not just worth the salary that you're paid, although that's an important piece of it. Include that, yes, and also include the experiences and the impact and the legacy that you're creating by having this career. Is all of that worth more than $500,000? F yeah. The experiences and the legacy and the impact that you are building because you have the career that you have, worth way more than $500,000. For many of you, you can just think about like your most impactful project and how much in dollars it was worth for the company that you worked for. Like how much money did you save? How many new clients did you bring in? How much more revenue did you bring in? How much did you make things even more efficient and effective? So therefore you reduced costs, reduced overhead, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Think about the project that you worked on that had the biggest numerical dollars impact. For most of you, it's in the millions. It's way more than $500,000. So even if you were to just add the lifetime, 150K a year over 30 years, $4.5 million, and then add one project to it, we're already over five in terms of the value of your career. It's way more than $5 million, guys. For most of you, 10 is easy to say that your career is worth $10 million, because add the impact, like what is the combined impact of all of the projects that you worked on and what your team did and the things that you, and the value that you added and that, there's that. And then there's also the experiences that you created because of your career. A lot of them are priceless. Some of them you're gonna be able to put dollars on though. So like, for example, you may have been able to take your family to Italy because of your career, because of the fact that, yes, you earn this money, you earn this bonus, and also because you created a career for yourself where you have that free time and you have that freedom. Okay, how much was that trip to Italy with the family? $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, right? And add up all of those. And then also, don't forget about your legacy. The legacy that you're building, if you want to think of it as the dollars that you're creating that are then creating more dollars, right? A lot of you are investing. You're able to invest because of your career. You have a 401k, you have other investments because of your career. You have $20,000 worth of investments, $500,000, $2 million, $3 million worth of investments right now. That gets added to the value of your career because you leveraged your career to be able to then invest. In other words, your career is such a powerful tool. It's like, tool even seems like a misnomer, it doesn't feel powerful enough. Your career is a rocket ship and you've been leveraging it. And what I'm asking you is, are you leveraging it intentionally? Number one, and number two, given the value of your career, the worth of your career, are you paying enough attention to it? Are you taking care of your career? Are you giving your career the resources and the attention and the focus that it needs, given that it's worth $10 million, $20 million? If you had $10 million sitting in a bank account right now, I don't even have to guess, you'd be paying attention to it and you'd be intentional with those dollars. You'd be very intentional about it. You would care about that money. And I know a lot of you do the set it and forget it thing and like, oh, retirement, it's just, I'd rather not look at it. But you're still giving it attention in the form of, okay, 10%, 15%, whatever percent of my paycheck goes over there. You're still doing that. You're still investing. You're still paying attention to it. Are you paying attention to your career? Are you getting resourceful about your career? Because you're worth it. And if you're not quite ready to accept that yet, and that is the truth, but I get it, that we're all at a different place in terms of the self-love part of the journey. If you're not quite ready to accept, yeah, I'm worth it. I love myself. I'm worth it. My career is worth it. It deserves more attention. Then think of it in terms of my career is worth it. Think of it as like a relationship with, yes, this sort of external, non-physical thing, but you have a relationship with your career, just like you have a relationship with time and you have a relationship with money. I know it's a little bit of a weird thing to be like, oh, wow, I have this relationship with this external thing, but you do. You do, especially the things that are important to you. What is your relationship with your career? How are you treating it? If you were to talk to your career, if you were to go on a date with your career, and this sort of nebulous, light, shiny thing was across from you, and it represents your career, what would it say to you if it was being 100% honest? Would it say, thank you for taking care of me? I love what we're building together, and I love the attention that you give me. I love the intention that you give to me. And I love how you're the one who's deciding what to do, and you're not just letting it happen to you. You're being proactive about it and not reactive. Or would your career say to you, you know what, I love you, man, but I gotta call you out on a few things. You're not being really intentional with me. I'm feeling very ignored. We had dreams. Where'd they go? There's impact that we wanna make. And yet you're still staying at that shitty job? There's so much more that you're capable of as a badass technical leader. And you're settling for $120K a year as a technical lead or a technical manager, I'm feeling very ignored here because there's way more impact. And you don't pay attention to me. You pay attention to work all the time. Work emails, Slack messages, phone calls, meetings. That's not what I'm talking about. You don't pay attention to me, your career. What do you want? Do you know what you want out of your career? Do you know what your dream career even is? When's the last time that we've really had a fun heart-to-heart about that? Be honest with yourself. Your career is worth millions, tens of millions of dollars. Are you giving it tens of millions of dollars worth of love and trust and energy and resources? And I'm not talking about burning yourself out. We don't play that game here at the People Stack. If you want to play that I sleep when I'm dead game, then listen to another podcast, follow someone else. This is not for you. What I'm talking about is intentional. 5 minutes of intentional action is worth way more than 5 hours of unintentional action. What's your dream career? What do you want? What are your values as a leader? What does winning look like for you in your career? What does that look like? What's your vision for your career? 10 years from now, what is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What are you going to be celebrating? And are you doing things? Are you being things that are in alignment with what that dream is? Are you giving your career your due attention? Because your career is worth it. You're worth it. Your career is worth investing in. Your career is worth investing your time and your energy and your resources, including your financial resources, in. For a lot of you, you're listening and you're following us because you're considering whether you want to invest in yourself and invest in your career and hire someone to help you with that. And you're wondering if it's worth it. Only you can answer that yourself. Here's my admittedly biased, yet still expert opinion that a lot of you need to hear. And that's that your career is worth investing in, and you haven't been investing enough in it. You've been ignoring it. You've been unintentional about it. You've been settling. You've been paying plenty of attention to work and emails, like I was saying before. You've been paying plenty of attention to how stressed you might be, or how maybe just bored or disillusioned that you might be. But are you doing anything about it? Are you getting the help that you need to leverage your career as your greatest asset? A lot of you think that your retirement account is your greatest asset. And for some of you, that may be true. But right up there, in terms of your greatest assets, is your career. For all the reasons that I said earlier. Because when you leverage your career, when you do it intentionally, it's not just about more dollars in the bank account, although that's important and also fun. It's also about the experiences. It's also about the impact. It's also about the freedom that your career can bring you. Are you investing in your career at all? Investing time, money, emotional resources, attention into your career. And if you're ready and you want to invest in yourself and you want to invest in your career, then book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll talk about if it's a fit to work together, and if it is, we'll talk about what that would look like. But even if it's not a fit to work together, as long as you show up coachable to that call and answer our questions openly and honestly, you're going to get amazing clarity about your next steps. That's what we're here for. And this is not just about, do I hire someone? Although I know for a lot of you, that's a question on your minds and on your hearts, so I wanted to address that. It's also what we do. So it would feel incorrect to not mention it. And it would also feel incorrect to say that that's it, that it's just about hire someone to help you with your career. That's a part of it for many of you. And the other part of it that's important is, am I investing time in my career? Am I investing energy in my career? Am I investing focus in my career? What does that look like? It means answering the question, a lot of the questions that I asked earlier. What's my career mission? What's my what's my vision? What do I want out of my career? What do I want to be celebrating with my friends and family career-wise 5 years from now? Like, in terms of whether it's climbing the career ladder, what your job title is, or at least like what the work is that you're doing. You may not be attached to a particular title, but like, what's the value that I'm adding? What's the impact that I'm having? And what's the experience that I am creating for myself and others as I create this amazing career? You can't talk about your career without also talking about the rest of your life as well. It's impossible. It's why we call ourselves career and life coaches. We started out calling ourselves career coaches, and then a few years in, it was like, oh wait, hang on. If we really want to transform people's lives, if we really want to transform people's careers, you know what? I'm sorry, we're going to have to transform your whole life as well. Because Why do you want to make more money? Why do you want to have more impact? Why do you want to have more freedom? So that you can travel the world, so that you can send your kids to college, so that you can have the big home with the 6-7 bedrooms, and so that you could tell your entire family, anytime you want to stay here, it's good. And they can, and you're out of each other's hair because they each have their own bedroom and bathroom. So you can be together separately under the same roof. Whatever your dream is, your career can create that. Your career is one of your greatest assets. Do not ignore it. And if you're done with ignoring it, then book a call with us at thepeoplestack.com/book. If the money part of this resonates with you, awesome. Your career is worth at least $10 million, if not more. If the money part of this doesn't resonate, and think about the impact. Feel into the impact and the experience and the value that you are creating as an amazing technical leader. Yes, you are an amazing technical leader. How do I know that? I don't know. I'm talking to a computer right now. How do I know that you, oh, bold listener, is an amazing technical leader? Because there's amazing in everyone. The potential is there. Are you utilizing that potential, though? Or are you wasting it? That's the question. Stop wasting your potential. Stop wasting the potential of your career. Get intentional about it. Build your dream. Build your dream career, friends. You're worth it. Your career is worth it. And all the lives that you touch and that you transform are worth it as well. Cheers and aloha from Maui. Much love. Big hugs. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.